This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. How did you learn about this week?
Same-sex couples will once again be able to marry in California.
And already, wed gay couples, they will soon have access to thousands of federal benefits that they've previously been denied.
Or this.
The Supreme Court found part of the Voting Rights Act unconstitutional today, and the jury in George Zimmerman's murder trial saw pictures of Trayvon Martin's body for the first time.
Or this.
Wearing her comfortable pink sneakers because she wouldn't be allowed to sit down for 13 hours. Texas State Senator Wendy Davis took the podium and took a stand.
Yeah, it was a huge week in news, but it was a week that showed us that we are not all getting our news the old-fashioned way, like those clips from ABC and NBC. Here to talk about the news made this week, about the way we consume the news, is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
What surprised you the most this week about how people learned about all the Supreme Court rulings and that filibuster over an abortion law in the Texas legislature?
Well, this was the week, I think, that I realized how dramatically everything has changed about how we consume news, and at the same time, how firmly some of our roots are still planted in the old platforms.
Let's take the filibuster, for instance. What was going on that caught your attention?
So, Tuesday night, if you are a person who was glued to your computer because you were watching news of this filibuster, it's most likely that you are a social consumer of news. This was an event that was distributed information-wise, almost completely on social media. There was one news organization covering it, the Texas Tribune, which is a startup news organization in Austin, Texas. And beyond that, it was all Twitter and Facebook. There were no traditional news organizations covering this as it happened.
Okay, so we got the social news consumer rising to the fore in this situation, but there were live TV vans firing up all over the country this week to cover some of these stories. That doesn't seem to have died yet.
Right. Especially if you're following the Trayvon Martin trial, it's likely that you are a continuous news consumer and also a traditional news consumer. If you're watching it on your computer, though, it's likely that you're a continuous general digital consumer, which is different than a traditional consumer because you can click start and stop on your computer when you want to pop in. This is going to get very interesting as we get closer to the end, when Zimmerman might take the stand, and certainly when we get a verdict. And for the most part, I expect that consumers are going to turn to traditional television sources for news about that trial.
And boy, when the Supreme Court ruled on the Defense of Marriage Act, my Twitter and Facebook feeds exploded.
Mine too. I couldn't even keep up with the stream of information coming through. If you are one of those people who was posting and commenting on Twitter or Facebook or Tumblr, then you are a participatory consumer. This means that you like being part of the conversation. If you're somebody who was watching all of that, but you're not necessarily linking and commenting, then you're what I would call a lurker. And that's not as bad as it sounds. It was a great news story to watch unfold, and just about everybody in this country has an opinion on gay marriage. And if you wanted to, you could jump in and be a part of that conversation. But if you didn't, if you just wanted to sit back and watch, you could do that as well.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense-Making Project. I'm guessing you watched all this on TV while listening to the radio and checking out your laptop and your mobile phone, right?
Yeah, professional considerations make me all of the above.